Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Real good, Corey LaJoie. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The very final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown radio program starts right now. Now, spectacular, as always, to have you, my dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes, my partners, my friends, my colleagues, my comrades.
It's a lot of people.
I mean, the Armada, though. The Armada deserves recognition. The Rob Brown Show Armada is real. As a matter of fact, I got to send a shout-out to Tyler, because not Tyler Pollock from the Greenville Triumph, who joined us earlier in the show, which we appreciate, of course, as always, as well as Mark Benetti, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, for joining us on the show today for a little local sports coverage. But Tyler, the beer delivery dude, on Tuesday afternoon, there's not much more that I love than when we have a business meeting that is scheduled around lunchtime, because lunchtime for the great one and I, that's the end of our day.
It absolutely is.
I sit down, I have a little lunch, and then it's siesta time for one Roberto.
Whether you want it to be or not.
Correct. It's not always up to me. Sometimes it's, we're just sleeping now. That's what we're doing. Okay. And for the record, I'm very good with it. I practice a lot.
Unless you sleep a little too long. And then it's like, oh no, that was a good portion of the day.
NGL, there have been a handful of 3 or 4 hour sleep nights because I got 3 or 4 hours of nap accidentally. It happens, man.
So Tyler took care of you.
Tuesday, we had a little business meeting over some chicken wings, okay? I got mine, just so we're all clear. I got mine baked, all right? They're not as good, I'm not going to lie.
Were they still breaded?
They were not breaded.
Okay.
They were basically baby grilled chicken wings, all right? Put a little buffalo sauce on them.
Oh, so not dry rub.
Oh, no.
Which would have been...
I'm not a big dry rub guy.
Yeah, but if you're looking at calories,
that it's the right way to go. Yeah. I find, you know what it is for me, it's a compromise in my weight loss, let's say, adventure. It's a compromise. It is a compromise in understanding that it's not going to be exactly the way I want it to be, but I'm also like food a lot. All right, I just like food a lot. So I will go with some grilled wings or some baked wings, and I will, in return, go with a little good barbecue sauce on the top. I found a pretty good sugar-free barbecue sauce, if that makes it any better at all, you know. And that's my trade-off for eating what. Okay, anyway, point is, I sat down. I had some pretty good wings. I had some pretty good wings that were, you know, again, not exactly the way I wanted them, but about as good as you can do in that situation. And I enjoyed them. It's fine. And as I was wrapping up, because Rob Brown had worn his customized Greenville Swamp Rabbits jersey to my lunch because I'm a professional.
By the way, quick interruption because it's what I do. Steven brought up a good point, and I am curious. Any Tyler from Spartanburg, do you automatically think it's that Tyler?
That Tyler from Spartanburg?
And are you tempted to ask?
I would be lying to tell you that the answer is no. And the answer is yes. I am frequently tempted. Are you the one that fixed Clemson football, Tyler from Spartanburg?
Well, sort of fixed him. It helped him a lot.
Are you the one that made him a little better, Tyler from Spartanburg? Anyway, I sat down. I had on the customized Rob Brown Greenville Swamp Rabbits jersey. And Tyler from Spartanburg, who is a beer delivery bro, rolled up and he's like, "Are you Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show?" And I didn't even make fun of him for the fact that I was wearing a obviously sports jersey with obviously my name on it.
Dude, how many jerseys do you own that don't have your name on it?
Like two.
Do you think people think you're that guy?
Let me think. Hang on. I got a Chris Paul Hornets jersey from back in the day.
So do you look at? Oh,
is that Chris Paul?
Yeah,
it looks just like
him. That's the only point. I realize that you look a lot like Rob Brown. It doesn't mean you're him.
I look just like him, if we're being honest. So anyway, he came up. He was very kind. He went out to his truck and brought me back, Zoe, a six-pack of a local craft beer, which was phenomenal, by the way. Thank you very much. But he said, "Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know. I listen every day. I'm in the Armada." And I went, "I know you're in the Armada because you just said it. That's spectacular." So shout out to Tyler, the beer guy, for not just recognizing, not just bringing up the fact that the Armada is real, but also giving me beer. Big fan.
Way to go, Tyler. If you are that Tyler, let us know.
And if you are that Tyler,
yeah.
You're a celebrity. I did, by the way, I did reach out to that Tyler.
I would say, if you are that Tyler, I got something for you.
Yeah. I connected with that Tyler. He had done a couple of interviews. I'm like, "Hey, dude, do you want to do a local one?" And he goes, "All due respect, no." He's like, I've had enough." I was like, I bet. So
that paycheck that Dabo gave you took care of that. Good for you, Tyler.
Texas said,
"It's conspiracy doesn't mean it's not true."
Texas said, "Instead of finding Waldo, we've got finding Tyler." Spartanburg J Texas Show said, "Tyler from the Berg was my inspiration for about 10 days this fall." Yeah, Dabo's too. He had an axe to grind with old Tyler from the Berg. They turned it around. You know what needs to happen this year? Tyler from the Berg needs to fire off that first angry phone call like fall camp. Like, get on the horn early, my guy.
Okay, I'm just guessing that whoever the call screener may be for that particular program has already been told no Tylers. If their name is Tyler, no.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
no Tylers. You got to bring in Tyler.
We have a no Tyler policy.
A no Tyler policy. "Hey, this is Tyler." No! Drop button. Lonzo running the dump button ASAP on that cat.
All Tylers are welcome here.
Even that one. Even Tyler from the Berg. All right. Let's get to some more stuff here on the radio broadcast. We were running through our National Basketball Association playoff preview. We have gone through the series in the West so far.
Real quick, I just remembered a villain that I didn't mention earlier when we said sports villains.
Spicy. Who you got?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's not a villain.
Oh, without
he's
a
not
doubt.
A villain.
He's a Bond villain.
You're the
villain.
Only one who thinks he's a villain.
No, I'm not.
You are the only one who thinks
I
he's a villain.
I am not the only one.
You're right. Some hardcore LeBron stands because Steph has the audacity to exist at the same time.
How dare he?
But not even most of the LeBron stands.
No, I'm sorry. You were talking about playoffs.
Playoffs?
I don't know why I mentioned Steph Curry when you're talking about playoffs. Because you know what? He's not in them.
Rude.
Worth the entire thing.
Rude. speaking of the playoffs, segue back to where we were. Look at that. We're all professionals here. I am going with a seven-game series when Sacramento inevitably knocks off my Pelicans tonight. I'm going with Sacramento takes Oklahoma City to 7, but I do think the Thunder win that series.
And I'm going to say that the Pelicans win tonight, and Zion's going to return and upset City in the first round.
I'll tell you this, I mean it. With a healthy Zion, New Orleans already in the playoffs. But with a healthy Zion tonight, I think they win that game. I would bet them to cover the plus 1.5. I'd bet them to win outright on the money line. With a healthy Zion, I actually agree. I think the Pelicans would give the Thunder a very good series and could potentially pull the upset in that series. I don't think that's lunacy. I said that on BetMGM tonight. My day, by the way, for those of you that care, I am moved to Wednesdays now on BetMGM tonight. I said that the other day, and Trista Crick, the legend that she is, agreed with me on that because I'm right. I think the Pelicans could absolutely take the Thunder to 7 with a healthy Zion. I just don't think they're going to get the chance. Give me the Thunder in 7 over the Kings. I'm going to take the Nuggets in 6 over the Lakers. I do think the Lake Show can win a couple at the house. In fact, I think this is going to be a home team wins every game in this series type of series. As was said earlier by Zach, as long as you've got AD and Bron, you've got a chance. But I think a chance is it. I'm going to go with the Nuggets in 6. I'm going to go with the Timberwolves in 6 over the Phoenix Suns. I just think with the little bit of experience they have, but more importantly, with the fact that Anthony Edwards, without Karl Anthony Towns, absolutely blossomed into a genuine stud down the stretch of the regular season, as much as I like D-Book. And by the way, if there is a seed upset in the first round, I think this is it. I think it's Phoenix over. I think it's Phoenix over the Timberwolves. If there is one, I'm just not going to call it yet. I came real close. I am, and in fact, I'm still real close because even when I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, maybe don't be super confident in this one. And I'm not. I do think Phoenix could do it. I just think will the Phoenix Suns allow Devin Booker to be the stud that he is? If they do, I think they can win this series. I just don't trust them to. I am taking the Mavericks over the Clippers because Luka. That's it. There's going to be a fall flat game from James Harden somewhere. Luka utilizes that to change the flow of the series. I'll take the Mavs over the Clippers. I'm going to take that to a 7-game series, though.
You know, we were speaking earlier about KD and Kyrie and those guys. Just you don't hear anything about them because they're just playing basketball. Same with Harden. I mean, you got to throw him in there, too.
Yeah.
Just out there playing basketball.
Yeah. I think that... let me scratch that. I think slash frankly kind of hope that James Harden, once he got to LA and became-ish the face of Los Angeles, that's a city that will put up with a lot of diva. That's a city that will put up with a lot of drama, with a lot of crap, but they will only do it if you're winning. If you are winning, you could be the biggest drama queen in the history of the National Basketball Association. And even Rob Brown will say that's not exactly a short list. If you are winning, the folks in LA don't care. They will let you get away with just about anything. And I think, at least I hope, James Harden has recognized that. Because he is a great player. There's no arguing James Harden's a great player. But James Harden's a great player when he puts his head down and plays basketball. And I think he's done that as of late. That being said, as good of a player as he is not a guy that is completely able to avoid having a 26, 27% from the floor kind of night. And all it's going to take, I think, is that door to open one time. You throw in the fact that Kawhi is who plays with Luka when he's mad that somebody had the audacity to put a globe in his office. When Kawhi, I don't know why that was so difficult for me to make happen. When Kawhi,
it's Friday. It's 9:50. We're in hour number four.
That's it.
I mean, you know,
hard case of the senioritis of the week. When Kawhi is healthy, I do think the Clippers are a very good basketball team, but he is questionable for game number one tomorrow. And as he is questionable, even if he plays, I don't think he is 100%. I think Luka and the Mavs can steal one on the road in Los Angeles, and that's what it's going to take to win. That's my seed upset. I know not a big one, the 5 and the 4. So here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a moment, we will run through our playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Of course, the 1 seed Boston Celtics will be taking on the 8 seed, which is the winner of tonight's matchup between Chicago and Miami. No Jimmy Buckets for the Heat tonight. We got the New York Knicks hosting the Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers, and the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Orlando Magic is the 4-5. I'll run you through my thoughts in the East, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So we ran through the NBA playoffs in the Western Conference. Let's look over at the East. But before I do, allow me to remind you that next Thursday, Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel, going to be live and on location at Dave and Buster's for night number one of the National Football League draft. And not only may you go and gaze upon the magnificence of Diesel's beer, not only may you allow your eyes to potentially enter a land of lust over the muscles of one Cole Bryson.
All right, that's going a little too far. The beard, for sure. You'll see it when you walk in. Before you make eye contact, you will see the beard.
It's magnificent. It is magnificent. You're not wrong.
It does glisten. I don't know if he, what kind of
beard product, oil, my guy.
Yeah, but is he using the product of someone in the building who has their own beard line, possibly?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't want to plug that if that's not what he's using.
It's a good question. All I know is if you have a beard and you would like some beard tips from Diesel, be at Dave and Buster's next Thursday when Wire to Wire is live and on location, and feel free to ask him those questions while he's on the air.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, so I could show up while he's on the air and just ask him, just It doesn't matter what he's talking about. I can just jump in and say, how do I do that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, hey guys, what do the Panthers do? What, sir? I'm sorry, what? No, it's just beard oil. Now, what do the Panthers do at 33? No, I brush it every day. Now, leave me and my schmedium shirts alone, sir. I'm trying to do a show here.
You can also watch and see how often Cole just side-eyes the beard. I mean, because jealousy is a real thing.
Jealousy is a real thing.
It is.
I'm jealous of it.
Yeah, we all are. I'm
very jealous of it. That's not even a joke.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
As somebody whose beard is far more Joe Dirt than ZZ Top, I am very jealous of it. All right. Wider Wire, next Thursday, live and on location at Dave and Buster's. Cole will be there. D-Train will be there.
They've got game cards and things like that, so you should probably show up and hang out.
Yep. We'll have some swag. You'll have the opportunity to go eye-to-eye with Diesel and Cole. And also, I will be there. And I'm pretty sure that if I drop at least 1 to 3 challenges per day on Zoe next Monday through Thursday, I'm pretty sure I can get him there, if only to defend his video gaming honor.
See, you know that's probably the only way that you're going to get me there.
It's the only way I need to get you there.
By the way, I do believe if they do like what the normal setup is, they'll be in the bar area. So as soon as you walk in, you will spot that magnificent beard.
It'll be right there in live and in living color, my dudes. Next Thursday, Wire to Wire.
Can that beard play air hockey, though?
That's a great question.
I'm just curious.
It's a great question.
Can that beard pop a shot?
I mean, he might be able to pop a shot, but he can't pop a shot like me.
Can that beard ride the VR ride?
That I'm interested to see. That I'm interested to see.
He's too cool to act scared.
I'm just more interested to see.
A previous host in that time slot screamed like a girl. and I'm not cracking on girls, but it was a high-pitched squeal that was, we were trying to figure out who was doing that and looked over and it was him.
I'm just more interested to see if Diesel pulls the I'm too cool for this card.
What, for video games?
Yeah.
No, come on. No, he won't do that. We have seen how competitive he is. He is, I don't know how competitive Cole is, but I know Diesel is just as competitive as we are. If he gets challenged, he's going to have to step up. That's what he does.
Well, if only you want to come find out, people. Next Thursday, Dave and Buster's Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel. I will be there, and I'm going to say +175 that Lonzo makes an appearance. We'll find out. We'll find out.
Can I get in on that? It might be some.
No, Chante Porter, you may not. Over in the East, we will find out the 8 seed tonight when the Miami Heat take on the Chicago Bulls without Jimmy Buckets. I actually don't know who wins this game. I'm actually back and forth on this game. There's part of me that goes, all right, Coby White has turned into a dude for the Windy City Bulls. He'd go 41 in the play-in game, and yet they still lost. Kind of a bummer. But the Heat have been a very interesting playoff team the last couple of years, and the majority of that heavy lifting was done by Jimmy Butler. Of course, if you have not heard yet, Jimmy Buckets is out for this playoff game as he has a sprained MCL, so he is unavailable. And if the Heat were to win tonight and make it to the next level, he would not be available for their first round series against the Boston Celtics. Let me make this one very quick. It doesn't matter who wins tonight. If Jimmy Buckets is unavailable, the Boston Celtics are going to sweep round number one. And I don't think that's a question mark. I think that's a statement. I don't think it's a prediction. I think it's a spoiler alert. It is not the first round that I question when the inevitable collapse of the Boston Celtics comes. It's going to come. It's not an if, it's a when. But the answer to win, in my opinion, is not round number one. We will find out. You've got in the 2-7 slot, the New York Knicks taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid looked like he was still battling some ring rust in the play-in game against Miami. And even with a Embiid looking a little bit winded throughout that game, Philly still got it done. Now, Philly did still get it done against a team that had a hurt Jimmy Butler playing. Jimmy Heat World was banged up in that game. He finished, but he only scored like 9 points after the knee injury. It was not the Miami team that most of us were hoping to see in that spot, unfortunately. But the 76ers got it done even without Joel Embiid being at his absolute best. The Knicks are good. Jalen Brunson is good. However, they got a problem. Julius Randle is out. Julius Randle, obviously injured earlier in the season. The key to beating Philly, in my opinion, is not stop Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is the reigning, defending, though somewhat disputed, National Basketball Association's most valuable player. You're not stopping Joel Embiid. What I need is somebody who doesn't make it easy on Joel Embiid. And I don't think the Knicks have that. It's a good Knicks team. It's the best Knicks team that they've had in a while. It's a Knicks team that if Julius Randle was available, I would say this is a good series. If Joel Embiid was not banged up for the majority of the year, the 76ers would be in the two spot, or at worst, maybe the three spot. The only reason they are here is because Embiid was out most of the year. He did not become available until the very end of the year. And I suspect that had they known that the difference was going to be the last game of the year, they probably would have dressed Embiid and had him play that last game of the year, even if only minimum minutes. I think that would have been a big deal. I'm going to take the Sixers, the 7 seed, to upset the 2 seed New York Knicks. The 3 seed Milwaukee Bucks are taking on the 6 seed Indiana Pacers. I like this Pacers team a lot, but very similar to what we said earlier when we were talking up in the West, when we talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pacers have not been here. They have not done it, at least not in the way, not the superstars, in the way that the Bucks have. Giannis Antetokounmpo is an NBA champ. He's done it. Dame Lillard has been in the playoffs in years gone by. How important is Dame Lillard? Dame Lillard leaves the Portland Trailblazers. They instantly become one of the worst teams in the National Basketball Association. The guy does not get the credit for being as good as he is that he, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, freaking deserves. However, the Pacers do have some vets. Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam. They've got some vets on this team. They've got a little bit of depth. Guys like Obi Toppin or Ben Shepherd, they're a little deeper in the depth chart. They can make an impact. It's a good bench. And on top of that, Giannis Antetokounmpo is likely going to miss at least the first game, maybe the first 2 games of this series. The good news for Milwaukee is that these 2 first games are at home. Game number 1 is Sunday. Game number 2 is at Milwaukee on next Tuesday. The problem is, without Giannis Antetokounmpo, you can, even if you are the Pacers, expand your defense, play out wide. Look, if Dame is knocking down trays from the timeline, that's just what happens. Without Giannis, I'm not real scared of this Milwaukee Bucks team. If Giannis misses, here's my caveat. I'm going to be a wuss here. If Giannis misses 2 games, Indiana wins this series in 7. If Giannis misses 1 or fewer games, Milwaukee wins this series in 6. There's my caveat. And finally, Cleveland versus Orlando. All due respect to the Cavs, the Orlando Magic are just fast, energetic, and I think that pace is going to carry them. I've got the 5 seed going over in both series, the West and the East. Give me the Magi over the Cavaliers in round one. There's your NBA playoff preview. When we come back, we will make our championship predictions, and then we ask what the X is going on, and then we all go home for the week. It's the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. It was brought up during the break that the Milwaukee Bucks have one major other obstacle that they have to overcome. It's the fact that for some reason, a reason that to this day I cannot give you a reason for it, Doc Rivers is the coach of that team. And as James said in the stream, which you can watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, on YouTube by searching and subscribing to the Rob Brown Show or the Fan Upstate, Doc Rivers is the coach of the Bucks. And if Doc Rivers is your coach, I'm betting against you. Sorry. That's just what it is. I didn't understand the hire when it got made. I don't understand the hire now. Unless Giannis Antetokounmpo himself came to you and said, I'm not playing unless Doc Rivers is my coach, then I don't know why you brought that guy in. And just so we're clear, if Giannis Antetokounmpo came in and said, I'm not playing without Doc Rivers, if I was in charge of that program, I'd be like, well, then you're out too, bud. Because clearly, Giannis Antetokounmpo, NBA champion, you don't know ball. Because Doc Rivers has done less with more than any other NBA coach who keeps getting jobs. I don't know how. I don't know why. All right? He's the Angel Hernandez of NBA coaches. It's just miss after miss after miss with this guy. You put together a pair of absolute NBA icons in Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard. That alone should have you in the mix for an NBA World Championship. And you decide that the best chance you have to get that NBA championship is Doc Rivers. I believe the kids say, cool story, bro. Cool story. I agree with you, James. If Doc Rivers is leading this team into battle, I will go ahead and fly the white flag immediately. It's unreasonable, is what it is. It's illogical. It's unreasonable. It makes no damn sense at all. So let's go ahead and lock in our NBA championship predictions, prognostications, and do so now. Let's go in the West. First, the West, of course, going to contain your number one seed. That is the Oklahoma City Thunder. You have the 2 seed. You're reigning defending undisputed champions from last year. Pardon me. The Denver Nuggets are the 2 seed. In the 3 seed spot, the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Clippers, 4. The Mavericks, 5. In the 6 seed, the Phoenix Suns. Your play-in 7 seed, the Los Angeles Lakers. Your 8 seed, inevitably, the Sacramento Kings. They will go 1-5 against my New Orleans Pelicans this year. Unfortunately, the 5 is the only one that is going to matter, as they will win their play-in tournament game tonight and make their way to the NBA title picture. Lonzo, do you have a lean in the West?
Denver.
Yeah, I think that's got to be it. I have said, I keep saying, I will say one more time again, I get the vibe Denver's just been chilling.
Why do people not want to go chalk? I mean, there's a reason why a team is ranked number one, because they're pretty good. Or in this case, two. But still, I mean, the top-ranked teams are there because they're pretty good.
There are two reasons to me. The first is that the NBA playoffs are a different animal than the NBA's regular season. It's just different basketball. It's the same game, but there's a different level of, I don't know, immediacy, urgency in the playoffs. That, not that it doesn't exist in the regular season, I just don't think it's quite as prevalent in the regular season. And some teams, definitely not looking at you, Boston. Some teams for one reason or the next, they just don't have that next gear. Boston's done it, what, 3 years in a row? They've been a favorite out of the East, and 3 years in a row, when it came gut check time, they folded up like a cheap lawn chair. And I think that the fear is, for a lot of these teams, you don't sense that they smell the blood in the water and have that finality to them, that extra gear that you need to hit if you want to become NBA champions. And I think that scares some people off. The second reason I think people don't love to go chalk in a situation like this is, aside from the NBA playoffs just being absolute chaos, I think that there are other variables that come into play. I've told you my big one already. My big one already is inexperience in the playoffs. I don't always feel, I really rarely feel this way. I don't ordinarily lean on this when it comes to the NFL playoffs. I don't regularly lean on this when it comes to Major League Baseball. I cite to you example A, the Arizona Diamondbacks from last year. But in the NBA, for some reason, inexperience bites a lot of teams squarely on the backside. I also think when it comes to Denver going chalk, because I've seen a lot more people, and it's not entirely going chalk because they're not the one seed, but obviously the race for the one seed in the West was stupid close down to the last day of the regular season. I think people saw what the Nuggets did last year in the playoffs, where they pretty much just thrashed everybody for the most part. And they didn't do that in the regular season. And if you didn't watch this team in the regular season, or you didn't watch this team in the playoffs last year, if you didn't watch this team in the regular season last year, I think you could get the vibe of, oh, they lost their edge. They were destroying everybody last year. And this year, they've been in dogfights all season. They've lost whatever it was that made them last year. And again, I don't think that's true. I think this team has kind of adopted the personality of their superstar, Nikola Jokic, a guy that feels like he has the urgency of molasses dripping out of a bottle. But he just wins. He just wins. And I get the vibe that's what Denver's going to do here. I think I'm gonna join you on that line, great one. I think I'm gonna join with you on Denver. I don't see anybody, with the exception of Joel Embiid, who they would not meet until the NBA Finals. I don't see anybody in the West that can go toe to toe. I have a couple of maybes. Like, maybe if Zion's fully healthy and he's the 40-point-a-game version we got against the Lakers in the play-in game, maybe that Pelican squad could shoot well enough from the outside, and it's a vicious defensive team. They could take the X factor of a Jamal Murray out of the equation. But the best I can do is a maybe. Who else in the West do you think has it in them to stop every facet of the Denver offense? I don't see one. It's not the Suns. Maybe the Timberwolves with the 1-2 punch of Cat and Anthony. Maybe the Timberwolves. But I think Denver's still a better team than that. That's why they're the two seed. I'm going to agree. What about out of the East? You got Boston as a one seed, Knicks 2, Bucks 3, Cavs 4, Magic 5, Pacers 6, 76ers 7, and the winner of tonight's Bulls Heat matchup is the 8. Who you got out of the East?
I want to say Cavs. I'm not going to, but I want to, just because the Ohio in me is still in me. But I'm going to go with Boston. I don't think they're going to win the entire thing. I think Denver is. But I think Boston makes it out of the East. They finally get where they want to. They just won't have the results they want when they get there.
Ryan Horvat feels that way. Trista Crick feels that way. Nick Ashush feels that way. The whole BetMGM Tonight team said the same thing. And
I'm in line with those guys when it comes to Tiger, when it comes to all this.
You are?
Yeah, you know.
I went on that show Wednesday night, and that we this is what we were doing. We were picking our NBA winners of round one. We were picking our NBA winners of the NBA title. And I said, I don't think it's Boston. And they said, why? And I said, because y'all have been telling me it's Boston for the last 3 years in a row, and it's never Boston. It to me is kind of the opposite, the same thing, but the opposite of Denver, right? People aren't picking Denver because last year Denver was ransacking everybody, and this year in the regular season they didn't. And so people go, oh, they lost their edge. I feel like Boston is the same thing, but the mirror image of it. Everybody looked at this Boston team and how they devastated the Eastern Conference in the regular season, and people are going, obviously, they're by far and away the best, and they're ignoring the fact that they've been the best or one of them for half a decade now and have not made it over the hump. I don't know why I would suddenly trust them to do it here. But that's just me. That's just me. Trends are important. I am going to go out of the East. I've kicked this one back and forth a lot. I'm sorry. I'm going to go the opposite of chalk. I'm going to go Philly. I'm going to go to the 76ers. I think they've got the talent on the outside to go toe-to-toe with anybody, and I'm picking the 76ers for the same reason that I'm picking the Denver Nuggets. The man on the inside, Joel Embiid, has got a point to prove. Texas said Lakers will beat the Nuggets. Porter upset about his brother and will crumble. I mean, listen, if Porter was Jokic, if it was Jonte Jokic that got bounced from the league, maybe I could follow that. But at the end of the day, even if not Jonte Porter, even if Bobby Porter is cracked up about this, Lonzo, who's that big man in the middle for the Denver Nuggets?
That would be Jokic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to bet on that guy.
You didn't pick your overall winner. I just, you know. We got time.
I know we do, but you also it's more fun to lock it in. Denver over Philly in 7.
Yep. I got Denver over the Celtics in a sweep. All right. The first thing that's Xing is double album.
So we knew that Tay-Tay was going to be dropping a new album today. We knew it was, what was it called? The Dead Poets Society? Tortured Poets Department. Tortured Poets Department. I'm making a joke. However, apparently, Tay-Tay decided that she was going to grace the masses, not with one album today, but with two albums today, dropping a pair of them on a unsuspecting but very energetic American fan base. Soon as this show is over, Zoe and I will make our way to the Fortress of Nerditude. We will turn off everything but one speaker, and Zoe and I will be throwing a Taylor Swift listening party.
I don't know. There may be something else that might deter that. The next thing is Xing is Pearl Jam.
I'm going to get myself in trouble. Not a big fan.
Okay, Pearl Jam.
Not a big fan.
Pearl Jam just dropped a new album too.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm not anti Pearl Jam.
So you don't like them because of their politics?
No. Has nothing to do with the politics. I can tell you right now, I don't know. I don't even know what Pearl Jam's politics are. Okay?
You would enjoy it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. Okay. Listen, I think it is quite silly to say shouldn't have politics in music. My guy, 90% of politics or of music is politics.
By the way, that's fine. I didn't say anything.
I'm not saying you.
I said you would like their politics.
I don't care about the... Scratch that. If you make politics part of your music, then yes, I'm going to care about your politics, because if you sing about politics I don't like, I'm probably not going to get super big into your stuff if you
sing about politics I know. That's why I was surprised that you're not a Pearl Jam fan.
Look, at the end of the day, I got to be a fan of your music to be a fan. I'm not anti-Pearl Jam. I don't know if I just, like, missed the window for Pearl Jam.
Do you just not like grunge? I mean...
No, I liked grunge a lot.
Okay, all
right. I can't tell you why Pearl Jam never made it.
You didn't like Jeremy, you didn't like I'm Still Alive, you didn't, I mean, you know...
Ha, ha, ho, ho, I'm still alive. Like, it's always been in the atmosphere.
No, it's not much that different than Creed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always been in the atmosphere of Rob Brown. They just never clicked as a band that, like, I went out of my way for. I'll listen to them. If somebody turns on Pearl Jam, I'm not like, oh, God, I hate this crap. It's just, as a band, because there's a lot of grunge I do like, they just never, and also, are they grunge? Will we say grunge?
They came out during the grunge. I think they were known as grunge. I mean, grunge doesn't exist anymore. So I guess they're just rock, but that's when they came out, and they were always known to me as a grunge band.
That's fair.
I'm pretty sure they were referred as that. All right, the next thing it's Xing is Superman.
If Rob Brown's voice was a band, it would be Pearl Jam.
Possibly.
I don't know. I think I'm okay with it.
He actually sings a lot higher than you think. So, I don't know. Maybe.
You're not wrong.
Yesterday was Superman Day, by the way, and we missed it because I messed up X at the end of the day.
Unbelievable.
So, but it's still trending. All right, and finally...
By the way, I saw a comment yesterday where Superman gives Atlas a break from holding up the world. And, like, it's the first time in a long time, like... I was in my feels for a minute.
Dude, that's kind of awesome.
It was good, dude. He gives Atlas a break because, you know, Atlas was tormented to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders by Zeus, and he could not take a break from anyone who was unwilling to bear the sacrifice. And Superman gives him a break, and Atlas just disappears. Superman freaks out. Atlas comes back. He took his break to go allow his to walk his daughter down the aisle, and Superman thought he left him there, but was willing to hold that burden. It was one of the best comic book panels I've read in a long time.
Oh, that's cool. Finally, Matt Hardy is Xing.
So Matt Hardy's been putting out a bunch of stuff this week, like teasers about him connected to the Wyatt family.
He says he's just doing it to get attention. He is not a member of the Wyatt family. He's a free agent, though.
That's exactly what I would say if I was in the Wyatt family.
How do you
do a Wyatt family without Wyatt?
We'll see.
That's it for us. Y'all have a lovely weekend. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for being a part of our little community. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. We'll see you back here Monday on another edition to the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.